Countdown begins. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your Fresno podcast where we talk about all things Fresno, from politics to entertainment to what else? I don't know.
Culture,
thank you. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, for those who have been listening for a while. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts, and that includes...
Perfect Pour. Dorktown.
Flowing with Famous.
And get off my podcast.
So if you are a fan of podcasts, and you like dorky Fresno beery movie e stuff,
all those
Dorktown. So it is a good night in Fresno.
We have a plan.
We got a plan. A general plan. 2035 general plan, according to my Twitter feed, has passed.
Yeah.
5-3 vote through the city council. I'm excited because it is 9:30-ish in the evening, and the thing has passed. In the past, in past council meetings, these kind of things have gone on until midnight or later. The public airing that they had about the general plan last week went on until midnight or later. So it's nice that the whole thing was decisive.
Right.
You know, 5-2 was the vote in favor of this general plan.
Gee, and let me dissent.
Well, let me say that I think that before we get into that, you know, this is a general plan that it's good, a good movement forward, and it is a win, I think, for progressive-minded people. You know, I'm not going to say liberals, I'm not going to say Democrats, you know, I don't want to put it in those terms because I don't think that's the proper way to talk about it. But I think progressive-minded people, people who believe in equality, people who believe in sustainability, this is a good movement forward. So,
woohoo! Yay, we won one.
We won. It feels like
and,
it.
And, I think it just shows that this is just generally a good plan for Fresno. It wasn't really that much of a party thing, although no. Brandon Down made it.
Yeah.
We'll get into that, but...
Yeah. Council President Steve Brandon.
I mean, this is pretty just good for everybody all around.
It is, yeah.
And, yeah, I'll explain why for people, even people that like sprawl, why this is good for them too.
No one likes sprawl.
I don't know. Well, Brando does. He says
there,
he does.
There are people that say they don't say they like sprawl because that would just be stupid. But they say things that would lead you to believe that they like sprawl. They don't. You know, they don't. They just never. They don't think about it. You know,
right.
Like they just don't ever. Like, pay attention to it, because if they did, then they would, you know, realize. I mean, maybe there are people who are like, I really like my house out in the middle of nowhere that I have to drive 15 minutes to get to a store because I have my, I have my privacy or whatever. Yep. I mean, there maybe those people do exist. And they like to be in their car for several hours every day commuting to and from work. Those people might exist. I don't know. So, yeah. Anyway, we have this plan, and it passed. This is despite Council President Brandow, who... No, go ahead.
No, this plan...
This plan...
...is heavy on infill.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I believe it calls for...
In comparison to past Fresno stuff.
Technically, I believe it calls for 50% infill.
Right.
And 50% new development. But, I mean, heavy on infill.
Calls for, you know, basically closing off the limits.
Limits the... Stops the growth of Fresno.
You know, spreading Fresno out further.
Right.
We did all the spreading.
Right.
That's enough.
We're at our limit.
and has a focus on staying where we're at.
Staying where we're at and rebuilding old neighborhoods, such as the Blackstone Corridor, probably. And, I haven't really looked at it. I did look at the, draft plan when it was available, but... yeah, I think it's really good. And it passed despite a hard, hard push from developers and from others in the community who were saying, we haven't had time to look at this thing. You know, mm-hmm. they held a...
They did the old, let's just delay it and...
Keep delaying. I mean, and I think that's what they want to do. Keep delaying until they could somehow jockey position around and get some council members on their side.
And developers have already changed it. More to help them.
I mean, the background. I mean, this has been in the works for 3 years at least. Mm-hmm. There was a plan that was sort of put forth earlier this year. It might have even been last year. I forget, but a plan that was put forth, and it didn't get passed. And part of that was the BRT line, if we remember that whole debate. Yeah. And so the city had to go back and mess around with some things and redo some things. They came back. They put it out for a public comment. They've had, several public hearings about the whole thing. I mean, it's been out there. It's been around. And suddenly, when push comes to shove, and now the city council is going to vote on it, all these people are showing up and suddenly saying, wait a second. The city, the community, the public needs more time to get the input. And it's like, really? And one of the groups that was saying this was the Builders Association. I think it was the Madera and also the Fresno County Builders Association, Building Industry Association, whatever it was, BIA, I think, were saying that they hadn't had time. And it struck me as being insane, because these guys have been looking at this thing since the very beginning. You know, there's no doubt that the Building Association knows this general plan probably better than anyone.
Yeah.
You know, because it really is going to affect them. So for them to show up and suddenly be like, we haven't had enough. No. No, I just don't believe it. And then you have, and this is where we'll talk about Steve Brandow, because he wrote an op-ed in the Fresno Bee on Monday denouncing the plan. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, would you like to describe it for people?
I just
couldn't
believe
it. You think it's really funny?
Well, it's like I likened it to somebody who is just like late night, had a few beers, and is just like unfiltered, just like, ah, man, they're a bunch of pansies, dude. I just like to have barbecue and drive around, listen to music. I don't care about stupid infill and nobody does about that kind of crap. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh man, it's a good thing nobody was. I sent that. I mean, I was like, really? He meant to send this? He proofread this? And I was like, yep, I'm good. Because in it, he says everything you suspected about him, but he would never say it out loud.
Tip his hat, yeah.
But he just put it out there.
Well, here and
he basically said that somebody in Sacramento is a pansy, right? Because they got rid of their car,
right?
And they're not having to drive anymore. And you could never make it in Fresno, pansy.
Yeah.
Good. And basically just saying he just assumes all Fresnans think like him. And all Fresnans like their big backyards, their big lots,
their car,
their barbecue, their car, and they listen to music. They like long commutes listening to music. Yeah. And Nobody's going to tell them different.
Right. And if you do, you're a pansy.
You're a pansy.
And there really was this weird, like, and this is he is not alone in having this sort of opinion that, like, people from San Francisco and Sacramento are somehow, like, I don't even know. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, them are just a bunch of art fags, you know, but that's the kind of feeling that you get. Like, yeah. You get this sort of, like, that he, it's such a condescending view of people, and they can't, those are big, big city folks. We don't do that kind of crazy, highbrow
out
shit.
Out here in the farm.
Right. And it's ridiculous. Now, that being said, we could go and actually break down, like, line for line, how ridiculous his calm was. And I almost had got to that point, like, Monday and Tuesday when I was thinking about it. But realistically, two things. One, we shouldn't be surprised about this, you know, at all. Like, people were shocked, oh my God, he's saying it. But he isn't saying anything that the developers haven't been saying for a long time, which is, you know, we build to the market. You know, we can't do infill high density developments because people won't buy it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're saying. They're saying people want big lots, you know, cheap crappy houses and suburbs. That's what people want. That's what the developers are saying. And then he throws on top of that whole, like, government Sacramento liberal bashing thing, because he's in the Tea Party.
Intellectual elite. They live off high six-figure salaries and have less common sense than the average Walmart clerk. So he's disparaged elite,
right?
Intellectual elite and Walmart clerks all in one sentence.
And, you know, which, it's us reading it, and it's really funny, but it's... It was actually, I mean, I feel like it was very smartly written. The things, I mean, I think that he was purposeful in what he was saying. And then at the end, he sort of lays out, well, this is my plan. So you can't go back and say, well
you
he's
didn't
just, yeah.
Think of something, right. What do you think
what
we
do
should
you,
do?
He really, like, lays out, now, that plan is, you know, stupid. I mean, you know, and in the plan, he sort of proves the point, you know, because one of the things that he wants is a general plan for the West, for Fresno West of 99.
Right.
And he actually says, it's one of the last places we have left to grow. Well, duh. You know, that's why we need a general plan that sort of reins these things in.
Right.
You know,
that's why, it's this whole thing, which I agree that the west side of Fresno is messed up.
Sure.
But it's messed up because of sprawl development. Hodgepodge, there's a development on one block, and then there's another block of country houses.
And
that's because we're just like, oh, you want to develop something? You're going to give us tax money? All right, go ahead.
And then he plays this thing, and this is the you know, developers have been doing this since Fashion Fair Mall went in, since you know, which is like, well, if we don't do this, Clovis, all the developers will go to Clovis or Sanger or Madera or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then he brings in this thing, well, what about regional sprawl? You know, what about, and so, I mean, in a way, us sitting here, we can see right through it and kind of, but it's smart what he was doing, because I think that he was really, like, thinking that he could play to his base, you know, and people are going to see the, you know, bullet points of it and go, well, that makes sense. We don't want Sacramento telling us how to live.
Yep.
You know, we don't...
I think he thinks because of... It's the problem you can have no matter what side of the fence you're on, where you can be in your bubble too much and you're talking to people, like-minded people. Right. So you think, you start thinking that everyone else thinks the same way, and you don't actually talk to someone outside of that bubble.
And we
so
know
it's just like everybody in his bubble is just like, I like my big ass house, and I don't like Sacramento messing with me. He's like, I'm gonna stand up for us. I don't like Sacramento messing with Fresno. Am I right, Fresnans? And everyone's
as
like,
if
what the hell?
Really, like, I mean,
you're not
as
talking
if,
for me, asswipe.
As if Sacramento somehow wrote this general, like,
yeah, I was really confused on like he where kept linking the San Francisco and Sacramento, even in his speech tonight.
Right,
I'm like, I'm really struggling.
Well,
to figure
this general
out
plan
how
would be more at home in Sacramento. You know why this general plan would be more at home in San Francisco?
More successful
because
cities.
San Francisco has 7 square miles. You know,
yeah,
like they have to be high density because that's all they have.
They don't even have to have that kind
and
of plan.
Here's the thing: if we're not careful, you know, and in fact, it's not even if we're not careful. We are at the point where we have no other option.
Yeah,
you know, he said it. There's no place for us to grow, so we're coming at this late. You know,
and we.
And we all know that Steve Brando doesn't exactly pay attention to anybody other than himself. That's why, yeah. You know, he thinks that we don't need bike lanes because he never saw anyone riding a bike down
right.
Fruit Avenue. Or, you know, I mean, I think, and I don't know the guy, and maybe he's great. And maybe if he's listening and wants to come on the show, then we can have him on the show and talk about it. But it really does seem like he lives in this world where it's like, well, I don't care about that, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Well,
you know, I don't ride the bus, so...
Par is a political cartoon.
Well, yeah, yeah.
That would illustrate it perfectly. Yeah. Yeah. They put him as a Walmart checker, and just somebody was buying the general plan like they were buying a box of something. And it was the general plan, and it was like, I decided
you
don't want this.
You don't need this.
You don't need this. And just basically, that's just like his mindset right. Is just like, I think it's stupid. Everyone else should think it's stupid.
Which is ironic and funny, considering that's the argument that he was using against the general plan. You know?
Yeah.
It was really funny.
And it's like, I mean, I wonder how much of it is he knew... Because I think the councilmen all know which way they're going to go.
Right.
I was a little surprised by Lee Brand mm-hmm, tonight. Mm-hmm. He actually showed me a little bit. Like, you know, sometimes he's just like, to me, he's just like, he's off the rails. Right, uh-huh. And then other times he makes sense. And tonight he made a little bit of sense. And I was surprised that he voted yes, yeah, actually. Yeah. I wonder how much of it Brandow is just like, he knows it's going to go through.
Right.
So he's going to
make
whoever,
his stand. Or...
The people that pay his bills, so to speak, and as councilman and as maybe as a future mayor candidate, he had to play to them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You did see at the, and I only know from following Twitter, but it seemed like he started moving into this whole... like being the victim part where he's like, well, I guess everyone's going to be against me tonight. That was the theme of the night.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you're wrong on this, you know. Monday and Tuesday, and it's a little different now, but on Monday and Tuesday, I was really thinking hard about this because I read his column and it really struck me that, like, man, these are the people that we have representing us. And, you know, he's out there essentially saying that the general plan doesn't represent Fresno, and he is sort of speaking for the will of the people. And I'm thinking, well, he doesn't speak for me, and yet he's the one that's making the choice. And I really thought, like, man, when Ashley Swearingen came and talked at the Creative Fresno 10-year anniversary, were you there?
I wasn't there.
But she, one of the things she was talking about was the idea that, like, creative professionals and all sort of put that under the larger umbrella of, like, progressive-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to like, grow up a little bit and start, like, playing... like on the political field, you know, we need to start PAC groups. We need to start, you know, putting candidates forward and all those sorts of things. And to me, this is what that showed, you know. One, it showed that what Brandow was saying, you know, people aren't standing up for that kind of crap anymore, and they really want to call him out for it. And he got called out for it big time.
Uh-huh.
And two, you know, at some point, I really do think that, you know, the progressive minded people are going to need to find candidates, field candidates for the city council, and get people on the city council that understand. And here's the thing: we're talking about Steve Brando and how, you know, whatever he said, but we need to give it up to all the council members who stuck by the general plan and voted for the general plan, mm-hmm. and say, "Hey guys, you did a good job, and you kind of pushed the city forward today." So I think that's as important, you know.
Right.
All this talk about Brando is fun and everything.
Yeah.
But let's recognize the guys who are actually out there and doing, so, you know, pushing forward and doing good things for the city.
So that would be Oliver Baines. Sal Quintero.
There you go.
Paul Capriglio.
Capriglio. I don't know. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name.
Capriglio. Lee Brand. And Blanjean.
And then, of course, we have Brando, and Clint Olivier.
Clint Olivier and Brando.
And, you know, look at where their districts are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that...
What's funny, though, is for somebody, if you're somebody that already owns a big lot,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you, in your suburb...
This doesn't...
Like, no, this is like... This is good.
Right.
Because now your property is going to be more valuable one day. If Fresno truly did stop, which I don't think they are, truly did stop building big houses in the suburbs, like then your house is more valuable, right. because it's yeah. like, hey, they don't build these anymore.
Right.
And that does become something. Somebody from San Francisco is like, right. you know, I can go to Fresno and buy me a really nice house for $250,000 right. with a big lot and nice neighborhood and all that stuff, where I can't even think about that in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, this is just good all around.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody
it really does
Fresno
feel...
wins.
I mean, today really felt good in that Brando was getting called out all day. You know, there was a Fresno Pansy group.
Yeah,
Fresno Pansy Facebook Association on group. Facebook.
Yeah, now that
two,
can just
there
go
was
away.
Two. I guess there was two of these.
Yeah,
you know the.
Yeah, that was nice how the people started running with that. Like,
yeah, well, gazebo
owning up to the pansies.
Gazebo Gardens was giving out free pansies to anyone who said they would take it to the council meeting. You know,
yeah.
so I think that was it. Was nice that people were standing up and going, "Hey, man, this dude." Needs to check himself, etc. So that was good. And B, you know, I think it's nice. It feels good that the general plan passed, and we can kind of sit down now and talk about, you know, all the good things that will be happening in Fresno.
Yay!
Yeah.
Fresno wins.
Now they have to implement it, so who knows what, you know, but, you know, for now, it really did feel like a win, and so, you know, we still got to keep watch, but
we will watch.
Yeah.
We will be the watchers.
so there
of,
it is.
And in relation
yeah.
to
oh,
all this
okay.
stuff
yeah,
that's
yeah.
been going on, there is a Mark Arax
oh, uh-huh.
did a,
yeah.
Op-ed in the B the day before.
Right.
Brando's famous op-ed.
Right. It was cool.
Did a called Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Right.
If you want to look that up. And it was in the Sunday, December 14th.
All about Blackstone Avenue.
All about Blackstone Avenue.
And,
which I kind of was, I get what he was saying. And it was basically a metaphor.
Right, yeah.
But like,
he
ripped Blackstone a little bit too hard. I was like, come on, man. It's not Blackstone's fault. It's the way Fresno was built's
yeah.
fault.
I mean, Blackstone is real pretty crappy, though, you know. I mean, not all yeah. of it, but, you know, you drive down Blackstone and you're like, wow.
No, yeah, well, like, he kind of made the point in it, like, no other city has this, really. I never thought about that because I've been in...
Been to Stockton?
I haven't been to Stockton, but I've been to several, Phoenix has, Tempe has, I don't know, most cities have a pretty similar thing.
Yeah.
Just not as long.
Right.
Not as from downtown to north, all the way right, to the north end, but I don't know. Most cities have this,
yeah.
something similar. Maybe this Blackstone is a poster child for right. a sprawling retail road, right. I don't know. It was a little, I thought it was a little bit harsh, but I got the point of it that, you know, Fresno just sprawled and Blackstone was kind of like the metaphor of that. Yeah.
Well, and I think it is indicative. Like, Blackstone really is like, it shows what happens when, you know, you forget about the interrelatedness of things, you know, and so you just think like, well, we're going to build where people want to go, and so you start building where people want to go and forget about everything else.
Not really having any plan for Blackstone, just like, right. Another strip mall, sure.
Right.
Another strip mall, sure. And not, you know, there's no, you can't put a bike lane on Blackstone.
No.
You can't put a, I mean, I was surprised
could,
when they put trees.
You could put a BRT remember, line, a bus rapid transit line.
Yeah, if it's could, elevated.
You could have done that.
If you plan for it. I remember before there were trees.
I think
it's bad now. There used to not be trees.
Yeah.
Used to be just cement in the mediums, but and at least Tree Fresno, thank God for Tree Fresno. There's trees down it.
And you know, speaking of this whole general plan, one of the other things I think that really came out of it was, again, there was a lot of really good commentary about it. A lot of people, you know, Mark Erickson's piece. There were several letters to the editor that I think were very well done. So. So you can check
all
that out.
We're all thinking getting on the boat.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And if
fingers crossed.
If Clovis wants to keep sprawling, then they're just going to have to go ahead and do it.
Right. I don't think we did all the
sprawling.
I don't think they will, because I think Clovis is smarter than that. I mean, they've always been, and that's why Clovis is the way Clovis is. It's because they've been really they've chosen well the way that they're going to sprawl, and I say sprawl, but the way that they're going to grow. I mean, they really chose the way that they wanted to grow and the means they wanted to grow, and they've been really thoughtful about it, you know. And they work with developers, but I think in a different way than Fresno has. So, but yeah, let them go. I mean, in my mind, let them go. Let them go to Sanger, wherever they want to go, if that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
So.
Well, what's different about Fresno, and I think it speaks to the way developer, and we've always kowtowed to what developers want to do, is Fresno doesn't have suburb cities. We are our own suburb.
Right.
Like, you go to Sacramento, there's like 8 suburb towns.
Yeah.
And LA has 80 towns. Yeah. Around it,
even San Francisco.
The Bay Area is sprawled out amongst the Bay Area. It's sprawled out over the Altamont Pass,
right.
Like all the Pleasanton and Dublin, all that area out there. That's sprawl. That's Bay Area sprawl, but it's not San Francisco.
Right.
It's another town,
and that's what
Fresno has never really done.
Right. We never see,
because we've never, Fit we're just Garden like, well, we'll just to, expand our border then.
Fit Garden needed to stand up and say, we're going to be a city.
Yeah. Fit Garden could have been a town.
I don't know. Fit Garden would have been a weird name for a town.
Boom. Yeah.
Tower District Town. I don't know. Anyway.
Figgin Town.
So that's enough politics for us for tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But there's other stuff happening that has happened.
Is there?
Well, maybe not. It's it's close to the holidays, and things really start slowing down.
Well,
kind of, you know.
Once we get there.
Yeah. And
traffic's,
you know,
bad out there, though.
Oh, I know.
It's rough.
Yeah. So
try to get around town in the 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour.
Man. And then
you got holiday and commuters.
Commuters
getting to their big houses.
And recently we've had rain and fog, and that has been no good.
We haven't been used to that for a couple few years.
And
we had like no fog last year.
Yeah. And this year we had some fog. We had a little bit of rain recently, and it destroyed things.
we destroyed the storm of the century.
The storm of the century, and people were like freaked out. I don't know how to. They say that all the time, you know, like no one in Fresno knows how to drive in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just because we don't get it. It's shocking.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly it's like there is stuff falling on my car. What hey, is this?
I didn't understand what's happening. I saw, maybe we're getting Portlandy.
Uh-oh.
But I saw at Osh, at Orchard Supply, mm-hmm, they're selling rain barrels. Like big old, like kind of like our garbage bins.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like kind of similar size to that, but it's a rain barrel. You collect your rain
and then
from off your house.
Do what with it?
You know, use it for whatever you want to use it water for.
Interesting.
So you've got this clean rain barrel full of clean captured water.
Water that you then
and you do
drink.
Stuff with it.
You purify
whatever in it. Yeah,
and
water bay. Your garden.
Yeah,
that's what, just jump in your barrel and with soap.
It's a pool.
Yeah,
for in the summertime.
Yeah.
All right. So what else we got going?
Well,
going
I think
on?
It's You're time the for band of the
band
episode.
Of the episode. Sweet.
And then, this one I have not heard of.
No,
you brought this in. Swimming in paint.
It is a singer, songwriter, guitarist guy. His name's Arthur Koster, and he plays under the moniker Swimming in Paint. He has a new EP that is out this weekend, and he's doing a little show. But here, we'll play quick. He does that kind of, it's him and a guitar. He has some effects pedals and that kind of thing, but interesting story. He was in, he's from the area, went to to New York to do some acting and got out there and acting and bartending, I believe, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
But it got out there and I, you know, didn't know a lot. What happens to people in their 20s when they leave their home and they get someplace? And he picked up the guitar, started playing, and kind of, you know, really fell in love with it. So he's actually one of the artists you should know video interviews. I did a video interview with him. So you can check that out at thefresnobee.com and kind of get his backstory. But he's one of these guys that plays the Love the Captive. You know, Johnny Q and the Love the Captive promotions team, he has kind of a roster of bands that he works with, and this is one of them, and so, cool stuff.
Good stuff.
Young guy, all that good stuff, so.
We love debuting young Fresno artists.
Right, yeah. That's it, that's all I got for today.
Well, that's all I got, man.
What? Oh, no.
What?
There has to be more than that.
What was it? There was something on the Beehive.
Uh-oh.
I think one of your cohorts about shopping local.
Oh, yeah.
What was that thing?
Bethany Clough. She's the retail.
Is that how you pronounce it, Clough?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Clue. Clough.
Yeah, I think it's Clough.
All right. No, I don't know. I'm just... I think you're getting it.
So she did a story in the paper last weekend, I think, about shopping local and just looking at all the different places that you can shop local for Christmas gifts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty.
Buy your favorite Fresno, All Things Fresno. That's been right there a few years.
That's been
there at the Warner's Theater Complex.
Right. Warner's Theater's a great place. They also have Miscellaneous Company. I don't know if you've been there, but that place is really cool. It's a vintage store, but it's curated. I mean, the guy really does a good job of bringing in specific items. He has a very good eye and very good taste in things. And so he kind of curates the place, so it's not just like a bunch of crap and trash. I mean, they really have some good stuff. And, you know, if you go in there and you see something that you like, but you're like, I'm looking for this thing and it's kind of like this, but, you know, he'll try to look for it for you, you know, amongst his vendors and people that he knows and see what he can do. So that's a really cool place. I don't know. What are the, do you shop local? You have local places that you like to?
Oh, well, I like Heroes Comics.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Local shopping.
Okay, that is
but
local.
It's shopping for myself.
Right. Well,
not shopping for anyone else.
Yeah.
I like them places. It's hard anymore. I like to go to local the hardware store. Been there forever on Shields and Palm.
Cobbs.
I like to go to Cobbs if I can, or Fresno Ag,
right?
If I got hardware stuff. Mm-hmm. But although I just said I went to Osh too, so
yeah. Osh to me always, it's weird. It feels local. It feels like
hate Home Depot and Lowe's. So I'll go to those three before those if I can.
Right.
It's always good. And I always feel guilty doing online, like on Amazon.
Right.
Just always so much easier. I hate going out when I, you know, it's just.
So I have.
But when I go out, I try to go local.
I need to get.
I'm usually more restaurant local.
I need to get new tires for my bike, you know, new bicycle tires. And I'm really debating, like, I can order, I know the ones that I want, and they're the ones that I have on now, and I can order them online and get them, and that's fine, but I'm really debating whether I want to order them through, like, Fulton Cycle Works or someplace, because it's like, they're probably going to be the same price, maybe a little bit more, but I'm also supporting this place instead of just having it delivered to my door, so.
Fresno tax dollars, supporting a local business. It's always better to buy local.
So, and if you need Christmas gifts, you're screwed because you're listening to this on
listening, you're screwed. and right now, if you're listening when this comes out, it's too late to go to Amazon. You have to actually go physically buy something.
Right. So get out to the. Don't go to the mall.
Make Fresno some tax money.
Yeah, I don't even know where to send you.
Oh, Lord, the mall.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that in a couple of years during Christmas.
It's not fun.
Let me tell you, not fun. How many local places are in Fashion Fair?
There are a few, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, River Park, too, I think has some local places and.
It does have a couple.
Fig Garden Village has had more at one time.
Fig Garden Village seems like it's gone chain heavy lately.
Yeah,
it's like the local is less.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's Fig Garden's fault or not. It's just they're just.
I think the management company definitely was looking for, you know, has been looking for a specific kind of retailer to move in there. But I mean, they've done a good job. I mean, they got J. Crew to come through and some of these other places. So, you know, and they still do have some local stuff. I mean, they got a few restaurants and that kind of thing. So they got the Elbow Room and Patio Cafe. And,
yeah.
So
that's something.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Wasabi!
That's local.
Yeah. So, shop local, people.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Well, that might wrap it up. I mean, there was probably something else.
There was
something else,
and
you know, we spent so much time talking about talking politics that we don't have time for anything.
We don't have time for our local, but we did lose somebody in the radio game.
Oh, uh-huh.
Longtime local radio personality.
Yeah.
On
Jewel?
Yeah.
Jewel FM, whatever it is.
I
want to say Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
Is it really Bruce Campbell?
Yes.
Because when I hear Bruce Campbell, all I can think is Evil Dead. So. But not that Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell, who is on Jewel.
Because of this whole...
We talked about it last time, how Jewel bought some stations from a national company, blah, blah, blah. And in the whole...
One Putt Broadcasting, who...
There you go.
They bought some locals, and one of them being Jewel FM. So it was Bruce Campbell. Basically, it seems like the only person that's lost their job because of this
that
is
might
Bruce
be.
Campbell.
I don't know.
That's
what the story kind of reads like, huh?
Yep.
Which is really odd.
And he is a PA announcer at Grizzly Games.
Okay.
And I think he's the one that did him at the Falcons, the old Falcons games. Which is kind of an iconic voice in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because they didn't, I guess that's just the way that it is in radio. You don't get to have your swan song show.
Nope.
They just, I don't know why that is. Like,
radio doesn't,
give them a,
nope.
I mean, I guess because it's live radio, and I guess maybe you're not going to completely burn your career by just throwing out
radio,
obscenities.
Radio doesn't care. They're
just
heartless.
Give your listeners a show.
They're heartless, man.
That's messed up.
They're like...
they just pull the plug and you'll never get to go back on the station.
And sometimes it's like you come in Friday and they go, we don't need you here anymore. Today's your last day. And that's just it. I mean,
you never get to talk to your fans.
Or you leave and you come in, whatever, yeah.
It's messed up, man.
And we, you know, we also lost a couple of restaurant-y type places. The Udalali Takeaway Cafe over there at Gazebo Gardens.
Went?
Well...
It was there like a month or something, wasn't it?
Not very long. It hasn't been there very long. I loved it. They had the Cronut. Have you had the Cronut? Do you know about that?
I never got to have that. Yeah, I think we talked about that. Damn it.
Anyway, so, you know, the story from what I can gather is that the place was doing too well. And they really needed more. They need more space, because there was, you know, people in the neighborhood. They were coming in, and there wasn't really enough space for people to sit, and so it made it kind of hard for people to come in and get what they wanted. And so they have left the space. They're shutting down, but I think the thought is that they will reopen in a new space if they can find something that really works.
All right.
In the meantime, Ephraim, who is runs the bar there at Gazebo Gardens during their food truck nights, is going to be opening a cafe in that spot.
Huh.
So,
okay.
You know, people in the neighborhood will still have a place to go and get coffee and whatnot.
Cool.
The other one that's sort of also in the neighborhood is PDQ down there by Echo, and is closing. They'll still have their they have a building in Clovis that's still going to be open. This one they're shutting down.
Oh,
the
man.
Production
that's next to is next to
Dusty
Bones
right there by
Fresno High.
Yeah, they I think they sort of have started outsourcing the making of the PDQs to a larger company because they had to,
mm-hmm.
Essentially, because, they have that many orders and stuff. So,
right.
And that was their facility where they normally had done that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So I think that's the reason that that they were moving from there. So, but it's sad for, I mean, not sad, but it'll be a loss for the neighborhood, I think. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it means something else can go in there. So,
yeah. All right.
There it is.
Time to plug.
Oh, you want
to
plug it up? Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Josh.
I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee, where I am a blogger and writer, music and entertainment and pop culture. That is at FresnoBee.com or FresnoBeehive.com. That's the blog site. I do a whole bunch of, I don't know, this kind of stuff. I do some videos.
But you get paid for those.
But I get paid for all that.
This... not so much.
Yeah, I get paid in enjoyment, in yes. joy, in the joy
satisfied.
Of sitting here.
Creative satisfaction. Right.
So, yeah, I'll plug all that, and then I'll plug my band. It'll go back, a little punk rock band that I do with some friends. We've been doing it for a long time. Don't have anything really coming up soon.
Nothing for December.
But,
no,
you know.
No New Year's party you guys are playing?
You know, no.
Punk rock New Year.
No.
Damn. I wish
you know, let me tell you, in all of the time
together.
In all of the time that I have been, and I've been playing in bands probably since I was a senior in high school, never once have I played a New Year's show.
Wow.
Never. And everyone always, "Oh, you're playing?" Never. Not once. And I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
That is the
you
case.
Never get
but
hired to play. Well,
never,
that's it.
Never once.
Maybe I'll pull together a last second New Year's party with the punk band.
With the punk band.
Hired. Yeah. It'll go back.
So, yeah.
There you go. It'll go back. Self hire. Except they probably are. You don't want to play on New Year's Eve, do you?
Yeah.
Depends on the party.
No, I think,
like, if you're having a really cool party that Josh would want to go to anyway, and you want a punk rock band, it'll go back.
Well, no, I think you know that the plans already. I mean, this late in the game, we already have plans and stuff. But
yeah.
You know, the band members have plans.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, other than that, we don't really have anything coming. We are available in the new year.
There you go.
If people want us to...
You want them to jump on the show. Yeah. You guys are good about jumping on the shows quickly.
We try.
Filling
anyway.
In.
Yeah, we try, so...
Big filling, man.
Yeah. That's the best thing you could say about it.
It'll go back.
We're good filling, man. Yeah. Do you need someone drop out of the last minute? Call these guys. Okay, now it's your turn.
Oh, we already talked about Dorktown Network.
Dorktown, yeah. Whole network of
I have a
podcast.
Reco, although I've mentioned them before, before on the show. A recommendation.
A reco. Oh, wow.
I stole that
is that
from
podcast
a,
lingo
yeah,
or something?
I stole it from another podcast that's now pod faded, so I can use it now.
Oh, okay.
I told them I was using it.
Also, what pod faded?
Pod faded is when you're a podcast and you just stop podcasting.
Damn.
You just
there's
you
all sorts
quit.
Of lingo I don't know about. Okay,
you fire yourself right. from the podcast.
And when that happens, then all of their intellectual property just is up for grabs.
Yeah, as far as I'm
nice.
Concerned.
Okay,
when you're indie podcasters, you can do that. I told them I was doing it, so
okay,
it's fine.
Cool. So Reco.
Yeah, they would call. You know, they would make. This, right. They would have a segment called
recommend
where they recommend things that they think their listeners would be into.
Okay,
and they call it Recos.
Recos. Cool.
So, I use it for all our podcasts.
No, it's beautiful.
The Foundry. KFSR.
Oh.
9 p.m. to midnight.
Metal
every
show.
Saturday night. Metal.
Awesome.
Good, like, good metal. Like, some of it's like...
Can you...
Which I don't...
Can we play
I don't like
a
that
clip
vocals?
Of something that might be on that show?
Yeah. See?
Okay.
Metal!
I'm into it.
But it's like a good show.
Yeah.
And he's a good DJ. I forget his name. I'm sorry.
Are we talking both sort of metal and also new contemporary?
There's a little... It's mostly contemporary.
Okay.
Right. I think he does put in a little a classic stuff yeah, here and there. He's not like a 20-year-old kid.
Okay, okay.
He's in his 30s, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So he knows what's going on. I haven't figured out whether he's doing it live or not.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think he's doing it live. If he's doing, if he taped
call
it.
Call in.
If he taped it, he's doing a good job of taping it.
Okay.
The one I always talk about, I mean, I'm a big podcaster, podcast listener, and so I'm always like, you know, on the side of podcasting over radio.
Right.
But
and you're always listening for the, there's the cut. I hear the edit.
Yep. But the I still will enjoy radio from time to time, and I do the one aspect of radio I like over podcasting is although you can get this when that some podcasts will broadcast live and stuff, but is that feel that they're
right,
live
right there
and that the show aspect right. of a radio
anything
program.
Can happen
and I just sometimes I just I'm into that right. so okay. I just find I like that with the Foundry
mm-hmm.
the metal I'm just hanging out in the studio on a Saturday
listening
night
listening to metal
drinking a beer having metal going in the background a lot of times we're recording Dirktown during that so it's
can
just
you
like cool
give
one.
Me
the Foundry 9 to midnight.
And maybe I'll listen. KFSR. I'll listen and think.
KFSR.org.
I feel like I need more metal in 2015.
90.7.
Can you give me a recommendation? Someone I need to look out for and look into 2000 metal.
Yeah, you've caught me off guard.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
To put in a new band name to give you.
Yeah.
I mean, Slipknot has a new album out. It's pretty good.
That's what I heard.
Pretty good. Yeah, I want to give you a new band though, and I can't think of a name.
Well,
I'll have that for you next time.
Next time,
I'll have you a Reco
nice.
Metal band.
Nice. Okay. So that's it. Is you're plugging someone else?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that, by the way.
Sure.
I appreciate. Nice. I'm gonna start
yeah.
plugging other
stuff.
You know,
have your own Recos, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I guess that does it for us here at Flowing with Famous. I would like to give a shout out to Ed Stewart, who interacting with us on
Flowing with Pod on Twitter. If you want to interact with us on Twitter, and what's your Twitter
it's
handle?
It's at Joshua Teehee.
There you go. And my personal is the right word, but the Fresnan.
Awesome.
On Twitter is my other one. They're amongst.
So interact.
Others.
We like it.
Or at Fuse Fest.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, that
or is it Fuse Fresno?
Who
that's
knows?
Our Twitter handle. The Fuse Fest. Twitter handle. Fuse Fresno.
All right. So we will see you all. Probably it'll be the new year before we get back to doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate you listening. And our next show, though, we will have a best of 2014.
Oh, okay. Well, right? I better get on it.
I'm saying it now, so now we have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Next episode, best of 2014. It might be it. 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
But
so
to
if
get
you,
through this
if
new
you
years,
have suggestions, things that you think that we should talk about
right,
that you
we
thought were best of 2014, go ahead and email us, get in touch with us, Twitter us, whatever you do. Let us know, and then we can ignore you completely.
Best things you thought we talked about in the show, best things you just thought personally
right.
in Fresno.
Things, yeah, whatever.
Things we should have mentioned about 2014. Let us have it.
All
the
right.
Fresnan@gmail.com or on the
any
the
of
Twitters,
our Twitter,
like we said.
Yeah, you'll find us. And with that, I will say adieu and count down from 5, 4, 3, 2.